You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion. Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The White House is condemning the recent beheadings of Ethiopian Christians in Libya, but some religious leaders are saying it's not enough. USA's Kelly Sloan has more.
Franklin Graham, son of the Reverend Billy Graham and head of the International Relief Ministry Samaritan's Purse, says the U.S. needs to do two things: stop immigration and kill the terrorists.
You just can't allow people to keep coming from these countries that are going to bring terrorism into this nation. So you're going to have to just say, we're going to halt immigration until ISIS is defeated.
He was interviewed by Fox News today, and he also said it doesn't matter if people claim stopping immigration is discriminatory.
When you're in a war, you're going to have to discriminate if you're going to win the war.
He believes the attacks on Christians will happen in the U.S. if action isn't taken soon. I'm Kelly Sloan.
The FBI is still offering a hefty reward for helping tracking down the group behind a massive gold heist. The Bureau says they will pony up $25,000 for information leading to the 275 pounds of gold bars worth nearly $5 million. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A state senator from mid-Michigan is pushing for more awareness about problems with human trafficking for sex in Michigan. Judy Emmon says traffickers are an increasing danger anywhere that children congregate.
They will stalk the mall. They will befriend kids who are at the mall on a regular basis. And they will then try to befriend them and lure them.
Emmons and trafficking survivor Alice Jay spoke to a crowd at Grace Community Church in Detroit as part of a statewide tour yesterday. The interest group Shared Hope International last year gave Michigan a failing grade in establishing a legal network to protect children. A series of new laws on the crime take effect this year in the state, including extension of the statute of limitations for prosecutions to 25 years. Alice Jay says she was forced to work in several illegal establishments during 6 years after being forced into human trafficking in Grand Rapids.
I spent in and out of brothels, hotels, places disguised as massage parlors.
A Full House Party is making its way to Netflix. Appearing on Monday night's Jimmy Kimmel Live, actor John Stamos confirmed the ABC family comedy from the late 80s will be coming back to Netflix, now as Fuller House.
So you have Candace and Jody and Andrea Barber, Kimmy Gibbler, and Candace has three boys, and it's sort of a reversal, and we turn the house over to her. But it's a labor of love, and we've been literally trying for so many years to do it right, and I think we finally got it perfect.
He said the streaming service has ordered 13 episodes of the new comedy. Fuller House is expected to kick off with a one-hour special next year. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Time is 10:07. It's time for Hunt and Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, we are up to 56 degrees. It was overcast and raining early this morning. It's still overcast. And winds are calm now, but gusting up to 22 miles an hour. Today is Tuesday, April 21st, and it'll be cloudy with a few showers, a high near 65 today. Winds will be west to 10 to 20 miles an hour, and chance of rain is 30%. I think most of the rain is actually over with at this point. Clear skies and a low of 43 for tonight. Winds southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, and partly cloudy early tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, a high of 63. Winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 60%. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun in the morning, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon, a high of 55. Sunny, along with a few clouds, and a high of 55 on Friday. On Saturday the 25th, sunny along with a few afternoon clouds, a high near 60. And except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and a high of 61. The Shad Fest and Dewing Clinton are both tap dancing right now. Sunshine on Monday, a high of 63. Temperatures in our area, we have 55 in Franklin, 56 in Frenchtown and Kingwood, 60 up in Phillipsburg, 62 up in Tewksbury, and 58 in Ringos. That is Hunt and Chamber Radio weather. It's time for a little bit of tech today on Hunt and Chamber Radio.com. Welcome to Tech Today on Hunt and Chamber Radio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making those purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out those technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology, which could include technology news, the latest advice, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. Email me at goodmorning@huntandchamberradio.com. Phone number here in the studio, 908-237-0410. And to get in touch with me outside of the studio, my company business website is BluePantherBIZ.com. Well, welcome back to Tech Today. We've got a lot of different technology stories to cover, including the big release by Google that is going to affect your search orientation. So you might have to go and chat with your web developer and find out whether you have the latest that you need in order to get your website, your company website, on the right list. And I'll be talking about that. Well, we'll talk about that, I guess, right now. Why won't we? Tomorrow, which is actually today, this article was written yesterday, is Mobilegeddon, what you need to know today about Google's mobile-friendly update. This is marketland.com is the website, but there's a number of other articles that are focusing on this. And again, it was published yesterday. It says, whether you call it Mobilegeddon, Mopocalypse, or something else, Google's mobile-friendly update arrives today. The update will be significant and potentially impact a large number of websites that aren't mobile-friendly. Remarkably, some estimates suggest that as much as 40% of the top sites aren't mobile-friendly today. The best and fastest way to tell if your site is already is in use in Google's mobile-friendly testing tool. So there's a download you can do to update and see your website in the mobile-friendly testing tool. Barry Schwartz has written a comprehensive Mobilegeddon FAQ post on Search Engine Land that answers almost every question you might ask about tomorrow's update. It is not going to impact local news or tablets. It will only affect core search results, but all marketers need to take it very seriously. Given that mobile is now the number one screen and roughly 30% of search volume in the U.S. is coming from mobile devices and growing much more quickly than PC search, which has plateaued. So essentially what's happening, and we'll go over to Barry Schwartz's piece on the comprehensive Mobilegeddon FAQ on Search Engine Land. He's got a number of questions he answers here, so let's go through a couple of them to understand exactly what's happening. First of all, he wants to give you a little bit of summary on it. The Google mobile-friendly update launches tomorrow, a day that many, included ourselves here at Search Engine Land, are calling Mobilegeddon. We first learned of mobile's plan to release a new algorithm designed to reward mobile-friendly web pages back in February. It's unprecedented for Google to pre-announce a big algorithmic change like this, but Google did so in order to give publishers ample time to make their websites mobile-friendly. The mobile-friendly update will potentially give a ranking boost to mobile-friendly pages in Google's mobile search results. Below, you will find a list of common questions and concerns that have been answered over the past 2 months around the algorithm. All right, so the when is it being launched? Well, it's being launched today on the 21st, and checked with Google this morning, and they confirmed they are still on schedule. What is the algorithm update? Who will it impact? Well, this update will impact only mobile searches, and it will give a ranking boost to mobile-friendly pages in Google's mobile search results only. Will it impact desktop searches? Will my desktop searches drop? No, it will only impact mobile searches and will have no impact on your desktop rankings. Will it impact tablet searches? No, the only impact searches done on mobile smartphone devices, not tablets. How do I know if my site is mobile friendly? There are a few ways to do this. One way to know is site is already indexed by Google as mobile friendly is to see if your site has the mobile friendly label in the mobile search results. Using the mobile friendly testing tool will show if you pass the test. But Google may still need some time to update their index to pick up on the fact that your web pages are mobile friendly. You can also view the mobile usability reports within Google's webmaster tools, but most can be fairly delayed. Didn't Google release a mobile ranking algorithm in 2013? Yes, they did. But that was specifically around core issues accessing mobile sites. This is expanding on that around mobile usability issues. When did we first hear about this? Well, we heard about it in December 2014. Google told us they are experimenting with a new mobile-friendly ranking algorithm. Is the mobile-friendly algorithm site-wide or on webpage-by-webpage basis? The mobile-friendly algorithm is on a page-by-page basis, So even if only some of your web pages are not mobile friendly, some could benefit from the algorithm. Is there a real time or delayed algorithm? Unlike Panda or Penguin, the mobile-friendly algorithm is run in real time. Sometimes the mobile-friendly label can be delayed in the showing up in the search results, but Google will pick up on the changes in real time. If I make my site mobile-friendly today, how long will it take? As we said above, the algorithm is real time. Will Google News local results in the news videos be impacted by the site? No. Only the core web search results will be impacted. Can we be partially mobile-friendly according to Google? No. A web page is only mobile-friendly or not mobile-friendly. You cannot be more or less mobile-friendly. Will my non-mobile-friendly website drop in the rankings tomorrow? Not necessarily. Google said it can take a few weeks for the algorithm to roll out, so they might not notice the change for a few days to a few weeks. So here's basically the deal. Websites are out there. You've had them out there for years or months or days, whatever, whenever you've built them. People were using them to view from a PC. And now we've started to view them on our smartphones. Smartphones have been around a while, but really have taken off over the last 4 years. So Google has basically decided that when you're asking to search websites through their Google engine, they've compartmentalized the search results depending on the type of tool you're using. If you're doing it on a PC, you're going to get a search result algorithm based on the PC and that website. If you're doing it on a smartphone, now Google is going to do it on, obviously, the content, but then it's going to rank your mobile-friendly website ahead of a non-mobile web, mobile-friendly website. If you're using it on a tablet, tablets are not included in that at this point. What should you do? Well, as they just told you, 30% of people now are searching the internet with their smartphones. So you are potentially at the beginning of the start of a transition of users' behavior. So you should be changing your website to be mobile-friendly or have a completely different website to be mobile-friendly. Now, I had a website developer on here a couple weeks ago, and he was talking to me about how they change your website to be expandable for both websites and mobile and PC-based interaction. So it's time to look at rejuvenating your website to make it expand or contract depending on whether it's being viewed as a PC or whether it's being viewed on a mobile device. That's, you are falling behind now in the search results categories, and if you want to fix that, you're going to have to make some changes to your website. Simple as that. So that's Mobilegeddon, and it happens today on Google, and you'll start to see the effects over the next days and or weeks. We're going to take a quick break. Station ID, I'll be right back with more of Tech Today in a moment.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 284 1-800-273-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
It's 10:24. Welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. An article here from Yahoo News. It says that a humanoid robot can recognize and interact with people. This is where things are moving, folks. A humanoid robot, which can mimic human expressions, greeted visitors on Saturday, April 18th at a Hong Kong electronics fair. The robot head, known as Han, can also hold simple interactive conversations with the crowd. At the touch of a button using a mobile phone app, Han can smile, wince, frown, wink, or even act drunk. About 40 motors control his face to form delicate facial expressions, according to product manager of Hansen Robotics, Grace Copplestone. The robot can also respond to his environment, thanks to several cameras inside his eyes and chest. So Han's really exciting because not only can he generate very realistic facial expressions, but he can also interact with the environment around him. So he has cameras in his eyes and on his chest, which will allow him to recognize people's faces. Not only that, but recognize their gender, their age, whether they are happy or sad. And that makes him very exciting for places like hotels, for example, where you need to appreciate the customers in front of you and react accordingly, Copplestone said. During the Global Sources Electronics Show, in which Han gave demonstrations every hour, visitors could also have a simple conversation with him. One visitor, businessman Hartbanyan Singh Sethi from Mumbai, joked with the robot, "I think you are perfect man for my wife," to which Han quipped, "I don't have to do whatever you say. I have my own free will." Sethi said he found it fun to talk to the robot. It was fun and it was interesting. He's in, He's answering you. He's answering you for the to the point. Another visitor, Zhao Yang, who owns a technology company in the southern Shenzhen city, and he was also impressed by the robot. Quote, I think it's very magical because the robot's facial expressions are very rich. When I greeted him, he responded, when I asked him to smile, he smiled. He can flirt and wink. It's magical. It's very well made, said Zhao. Cobblestone added that some of the robotic technology, such as his facial expressions, is available on open source, meaning robot developers around the world can use the same software. A unique feature of Han is his human-like skin, which is created by a potential patented material called frubber, short for flesh rubber, and elastic polymer. Cobblestone said the human-like robot heads could serve a range of functions, especially where face-to-face communications is important. There are three markets we are very excited about. One is hospitality, so for example, the receptionist behind the desk and hotels. The second one is entertainment, so casinos, theme parks, and museums. And the third is healthcare, and that's in two ways. One is medical simulation. If you can provide doctors with mannequins that have very realistic facial expressions on them, that provides a very beneficial piece of training to the doctor. And the mannequin can travel over the world to do that. Another area of medical care is for the elderly. She believes a human face on a robot makes it far more approachable and efficient and effective in caring for old people. The Hong Kong-based company aims to commercialize Han's technology on a different face, a Eurasian female called Eva, and plans to produce hundreds of Evas this year. The price is yet to be determined. Han made its debut to the public earlier this year in January during the Digital Life Design Fair in Germany. It's coming. There you go. It's just all really cool things that are happening in and around the world with regard to robotic technology. It's 10:29. We're going to take a break. News and weather up next. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The U.S. Navy has an aircraft carrier, a guided missile destroyer, and other ships off the coast of Yemen, reportedly to block weapons shipments from Iran to rebels. The Pentagon said Monday the carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt and missile destroyer USS Normandy add significantly to the Navy's firepower. Authorities in Baltimore are asking protesters to remain peaceful after a man died from injuries suffered during a police arrest. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake is calling for transparency in the investigation into Freddie Gray's death. The 25-year-old died Sunday after falling into a coma a week ago. A Grand Rapids man is celebrating after being the first American to cross the finish line at yesterday's Boston Marathon. Dathan Ritzenhine placed 7th overall in the 119th running of the historic race.
It was incredible. I mean, it was just so much different from all the other races I've been in. And everybody says Boston is special, and it definitely is.
As he finishes the race, convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jihad Zanayev will be back in court today for the penalty phase of his trial. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The White House is condemning the recent beheadings of Ethiopian Christians in Libya, but some religious leaders are saying it's not enough. USA's Kelly Sloan has more.
Franklin Graham, son of the Reverend Billy Graham and head of the International Relief Ministry Samaritan's Purse, says the U.S. needs to do two things: stop immigration and kill the terrorists.
You just can't allow people to keep coming from these countries that are going to bring terrorism into this nation. So you're going to have to just say, we're going to halt immigration until ISIS is defeated.
He was interviewed by Fox News today, and he also said it doesn't matter if people claim stopping immigration is discriminatory.
When you're in a war, you're going to have to discriminate if you're going to win the war.
He believes the attacks on Christians will happen in the U.S. if action isn't taken soon. I'm Kelly Sloan.
The FBI is still offering a hefty reward for helping tracking down the group behind a massive gold heist. The Bureau says they will pony up $25,000 for information leading to the 275 pounds of gold bars worth nearly $5 million. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A state senator from mid-Michigan is pushing for more awareness about problems with human trafficking for sex in Michigan. Judy Emmons says traffickers are an increasing danger anywhere that children congregate.
They will stalk the mall. They will befriend kids who are at the mall on a regular basis. And they will then try to befriend them and lure them.
Emmons and trafficking survivor Alice Jay spoke to a crowd at Grace Community Church in Detroit as part of a statewide tour yesterday. The interest group Shared Hope International last year gave Michigan a failing grade in establishing a legal network to protect children. A series of new laws on the crime take effect this year in the state, including extension of the statute of limitations for prosecutions to 25 years. Alice Jay says she was forced to work in several illegal establishments during 6 years after being forced into human trafficking in Grand Rapids.
I spent in and out of brothels, hotels, places disguised as massage parlors.
A Full House Party is making its way to Netflix. Appearing on Monday night's Jimmy Kimmel Live, actor John Stamos confirmed the ABC family comedy from the late 80s will be coming back to Netflix now as Fuller House.
So you have Candace and Jody and Andrea Barber, Kimmy Gibbler, and Candace has three boys, and it's sort of a reversal, and we turn the house over to her. But it's a labor of love, and we've been literally trying for so many years to do it right, and I think we finally got it perfect.
He said the streaming service has ordered 13 episodes of the new comedy. Fuller House is expected to kick off with a one-hour special next year. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Time is 10:34. You're listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com. Tech Today, and time for Hunting Chamber Radio weather. Well, we're at 56 degrees right now in Flemington. It is still overcast out there, but the rain, I think, has moved on. Today is April 21st, and it'll be cloudy with a few showers, a high near 65, winds west at 10 to 20 miles an hour, clear skies and a low of 43 tonight, winds southwest at 5 to 10, and partly cloudy early tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, a high of 63, winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour, chance of rain is 60%. Thursday, clouds and sun in the morning, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon, a high of 55. Friday will be sunny along with a few clouds and a high of 55. Sunny on Saturday, a few afternoon clouds, a high near 60. And except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and 61 on Sunday the 26th. Temperatures in our area right now, we have 57 over in Alexandria, 57 in Lebanon, 63 in White House Station, 56 in Raritan, and 62 in East Amwell. Time for more of Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Many of us have the ability to be telecommuters. And here's an article by Inc., which says, four ways to boost your telecommuting productivity. Working from home sounds like a dream come true, but keeping on task is sometimes a hard challenge. And Ariana Ayu, CEO of Ayutopia International, says, read on to find my most useful tips and tricks for getting work done. She says working moms or young hip people, not the older people, are not hip. Instead, the average telecommuter is 49 years old and belongs to a company of more than 100 people. According to one estimate, there were 3.2 million workers in 2012 who worked from home, and that number is on the rise. Those who work from home tend to devote longer hours to work, but they are also more productive. Most employees really enjoy having the option. In fact, 84% of the companies on the coveted Forbes list of best companies to work for offered telecommuting as a benefit option. While all of this sounds great, if you ever worked from home, you know that keeping yourself on task can be a challenge. If you have children or a spouse or even a dog, those distractions can be difficult to avoid. However, if you take control of your tasks, you can get your work done quickly and efficiently so you can get back to doing the things you love. The following are some quick tips to keep you motivated and moving forward. Have a daily to-do list. This might seem like a no-brainer, but it really does help. At the start of your day, sit down and decide what must get done today. Put those tasks at the top of your list. Then, add in the should-get-done-today tasks, and then it would be awesome if I got this done tasks. Then add the other tasks that may interrupt you, like playing with the kids or the dog. Assign each task a time and even the interruptions, using them as a break. Then add an extra hour or two to compensate for unexpected interruptions. Number two, take frequent but scheduled breaks. This might sound counterintuitive, but if you reward yourself with specific break times, then you are much more motivated to work until that specific time. If you find yourself thinking, I just want to check this one thing, it won't take long, then write it down. You can do that specific task on your next break. This applies to everything from checking email to bank accounts to social media. It even applies to the household chores that keep sneaking into your mind. If you put those things off, they're more like a little treat for working hard, and who would have thought chores would be a treat? Breaks are also great after a particularly challenging task. If you know something is going to take a close eye or a lot of effort, work on it in smaller chunks with lots of short breaks. Try 20 minutes on task and 5 minutes off. Play around to find the schedule that works for you. Number 3. Change your clothes. Changes your outlook. Arguably, one of the best parts about telecommuting is the ability to get up when you want and hang out in your sweats all day, if you're into that sort of thing. However, using that mentality day in and day out might get you in trouble. While it is true that your clothing says a lot about you to other people, it may also affect how you think about yourself as well. When you get ready and get dressed, you may be more focused and motivated. When you probably do not need to resort to this tactic every day, there are days when you just need to be mentally ready to put in some serious work. So no suits required, just put on real pants. And number 4, get enough rest. Most of us need 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night, but when we are working constantly, rest is often the first thing that disappears. You need to be able to recharge in order to put in a good work day the following day. And let's face it, once you hit a certain point, your work isn't as good anyway. Keep focused during the day to have you time to unwind and sleep when you are finished for the day. Teleworking usually means a lot of time on computer, and that can be draining. Do what works for you to keep you focused and productive. Do you have some tips that you'd like to share? We'd love to hear them. Please consider commenting with this article below. So four interesting tips. Really, it's just a inventory of your attitude and how productive you are. And I suggest this, what those tips are, aren't any different for telecommuting than they are for doing homework, for doing work at home that you that is something that's part of your personal world. Let's face it, you come home from work or you finish your teleworking and you have a number of things you still have to do for the family, for yourself, social engagements that you're planning on. So these types of tricks and advice is still there. Use them to be more efficient, because We now have more ways to distract ourselves than ever before. Smartphones are definitely there. I see it all the time. People cannot keep their hands off of smartphones when they ring, when they buzz, whatever. You need to use that, take an inventory of your actions and your reactions to make yourself more productive, because at 10 o'clock at night, you'll sit there and wonder what happened to the day, and that's not good for anybody. It's 10:42. Let's see what else we have to discuss. I got tons. 8 awesome paid iPhone apps that are now free for a limited time. This is by Zach Epstein of Yahoo.com, and let's see what they are. We have Orbi widgets. Orbi widgets. Get to know more about your device right from Notification Center. Don't keep yourself in the dark anymore. Know all about your device in the Notification Center with beautiful orb-shaped Orbi widgets. Enjoy that bundle that includes newly added widgets, calculator widget, speed call widget. For those of you who don't know what a widget is, well, on the world of smartphones, you have apps and you have widgets. Apps are a little icon that you click on and it opens the application. Widgets provide data to the screen without you having to look at it. So there's a way to look at certain things like your calendar or the, today's calendar appointments, perhaps a clock, perhaps latest email or news. So you can have widgets. Now here's a downfall for widgets. They are constantly running. They are using data, and they are draining your battery. So if you are concerned about those items, then widgets are not for you, or you need to be discreet and distinctive as to which widgets you'd like to have on your smartphone. So don't widget it out. Don't go crazy with widgets, but choose some that might be effective. So that's Orbi widgets. All right, what else do we have? NinjaCam 360 provides rich filter effects, beloved by professional photographers, all conveniently packed in 10 different themes. NinjaCam 360 themes vary from the feel of film camera to unique sets of classy moods or fun creativity. What else do we have? We got Normally, Quality Index Top 10 Games list of December 12. Winner of the Silver Award from Pocket Gamer. Make your cities glow in this energetic hit. You already know how to construct homes, malls, and restaurants, right? Now it's time to invest in green energy. Build solar homes, towers, wind farms, and even nuclear power plants to make your cities sustainable and prosperous for generations. So that's, and then we have Multicam. We have Stolen Scrolls. Set focus exposure after taking photo. Multicam app changes way of taking good photos. So far you had to list first set focus exposure, then take a photo. Multicam reverses that process. You take photos first, then adjust the focus and exposure anytime. That sounds kind of cool. You could be very creative with that. Cut Me Out Pro. Normally $1. It says, here comes an authentic cartoon art style 2D belt scroll action. Can your fingers catch the speed of the ninja? A new operation system enables speedy, smooth action. A great adventure will start. Take back a stolen scroll. Many obstacles, including evil ninjas, ninja dogs, monsters, and demi-humans, zombies, traps, castles, dungeons, will prevent you from adventure. So that's a ninja scroll. And we had Normally there. Cut out any shape from the image and paste it on the background. Cut portions can be pasted in email, SMS. Supports multi-cut and paste feature. Import your own background pics from Camera Roll. So that's a great little crop tool, it sounds like, that you might be interested in. Very interesting stuff. So that's it. Eight great apps are there. They're all part of iPhone. They are free right now. They're normally $1.99, so you can save the opportunity to download them and use them and find out if you'd like to try them out. It's 10:46, taking another quick break. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today in a moment. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to Tech Today on HunterJimBarrera.com. CNET. Jason Cipriani is informing us on the 20th that Twitter has changed its settings again and has opened up the direct messaging floodgates. Here's how you can ensure not just anyone can message you. So the article title is Disable the Ability for Anyone to Direct Message You on Twitter. You might want to do it, but at least you are informed. So on Monday, Twitter announced it was rolling out a feature that allows anyone to send a direct message to or receive one from anyone else. Prior to this feature, you could only direct message with people who followed you and you followed back. The new feature allows anyone that follows you the ability to send a private message, eliminating the need for you to follow them as well. Well, you can enable or disable this new direct message feature by logging into your account on the web and visiting the settings page. When you go there, click on your profile photo and followed by settings, then security and privacy. Scroll down to the bottom of the screen and uncheck the box, or make sure the box isn't checked if you'd rather not receive messages from just anyone. Additionally, when viewing a user's profile on either the iPhone or Android Twitter app, you'll see a new private message icon indicating you can message that person. So Twitter has made a distinction, and so you need to react to it accordingly. Essentially, that's the deal. Also, CNET says that Android Wear adds Wi-Fi support and wrist gestures. Google's smartwatch software update introduced new features to battle the Apple Watch. Meanwhile, a quirky security measure bricks its smart home Wink hubs. Oops. Bridget Carey on the 20th reports that Android-powered smartwatches are gaining a little more independence. In this episode of CNET Update, learn how Google's Android Wear update helps watches stay connected when away from a phone. Android Wear will also soon other gesture controls and a new way to send emoji. Also, Quirky's Wink Hub has become a headache for some owners. The smart home control hub stopped working for some customers, and the company is mailing out replacements. So essentially this, prior to this, the Android Wear had to connect with your phone via Bluetooth, and that was how it produced the information. But now, if your phone is somewhere else, and you now can connect your watch to a Wi-Fi connection, so it can be independent of your phone, but still capture the same information to and from. So it's just providing another option to interact with the internet via some type of signal, whether it's Bluetooth to your smartphone or whether it's Wi-Fi through some type of Wi-Fi connection. So those are the things going on there. And now, let's see what else we have. Last but not least, Clickjackers, Inside the Strange New World of Modern Spyware. John Biggs reports on TechCrunch.com that if you were lucky, or in truth unlucky enough, to download a Chrome or Firefox extension from a site called WeLikeTheWeb.com in 2014, you'd be presented with not much more than a website recommendation engine that you'd probably ignore or uninstall. The app on its surface was innocuous, but if you left it running, you'd be bumping into a fascinating bit of software that points to a new era of spyware that uses your computer in new and in nefarious ways that is even sometimes VC-funded. So on the surface, the extension, which is currently reading as malware, according to most virus scanners, and is effectively dead, brings up pop-ups as your browser. However, if you're an affiliate marketer, essentially a website creator who makes money by sending customers to pages like Booking.com or Brazzers.com, you would find lots of hate about We Like the Web's We Site Recommended plugin. It's an ad injector, a tool that steers users away from legitimate advertisements and injects both images and HTML into your browser experience. Google estimates that 5% of web users are running ad injectors without knowing it, and it's driving marketers crazy, and it makes for some fascinating code. So under the hood, on the surface, the plugin, by the way, a plugin is just a piece of software that is part of the browser, that is your Chrome, your Firefox, or dare I say if you're using Explorer. You can go out and find it by going to settings and looking at either plugins or extensions. That's the two terms that are used, and you'll see which ones are there. Now, quite honestly, you really shouldn't have many of them, and you should make a distinction as to whether you want to delete them or enable them or disable them. But sometimes they're automatically installed if you happen to not be paying attention to the installations on certain software. Some people go and download a piece of software that is kind of rogue out there. For instance, a friend of mine did that just recently, and there had to be 30 30 plugins that I had to disable and eventually uninstall. So be on the lookout for what's going on. You have to read and stop clicking OK, OK, OK. On the surface, the plugin is completely mundane. You can look at the code here, but you don't really need to. It seems to do work as advertised by bringing up suggestions when your browser. But when you dig further into the app, you find some interesting things, except for one line that invites the world of hurt. Essentially, it's of injecting advertising into your browser. So CDN Europe is a tough nut to crack. Tracing it to a geographical source is impossible because the further you get in xlhost.com, a hosting company, but it serves up malware in seconds. The domain register is hidden and emails to the company remain unanswered. This code could do anything, and to the average user, what it does would be invisible. In fact, it's decidedly difficult to tease out exactly what is going on. The file, according to VirusTotal, seems to be clean. The code, however, is clearly obfuscated. This encryption system, which is really a way to reduce the file size and prevent snooping inside JavaScript files, is trivial to expand into readable code. But what's going on here is that it's a doll of code that real activity is further obfuscated and the functioning can only be accessed once the code is running. Imagine a car whose doors only unlock, allowing you to get in when it's going to 60 miles per hour. Once you do crack it, however, you can find something quite interesting. And essentially, it's a whole bunch of URLs that are dragging in advertisements. So the deal is here. If you're using, if you happen to notice advertising that's malware-based, go and check your extensions, your plugins, and ask somebody who knows how to get rid of them, disable them, and delete them. Because you have malware running in a new manner on ClickJackers. Time for me to get on out of here. Something's About Money team is in next. Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today. Hopefully we've imparted some of that mission onto you. Take care. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, same time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is in Cuba on day two of his mission to drum up business for his state. He's the first U.S. governor to visit the communist nation since President Obama reestablished diplomatic ties.
We are looking forward to the embargo being lifted legally by Congress.
Governor Cuomo met with Cuban officials and leaders from New York-based businesses. Convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev goes back to court today to begin the penalty phase of his trial. Prosecutors will argue Tsarnaev should be sentenced to death for his role in the 2013 attack in the Boston Marathon. The death of a man in police custody is sparking more outrage in Baltimore. Protesters upset with the death of Freddie Gray marched from City Hall to police headquarters yesterday. Gray died Sunday, a week after he was arrested, and a family attorney says the 25-year-old suffered a severed spinal cord. A U.S. Navy aircraft carrier, a guided missile destroyer, and other ships are now off the coast of Yemen, reportedly to block weapon shipments from Iran to rebels. This is USA Headline News.
Did you know that by losing just 10 pounds, you could reduce your risk of heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis by a whopping 50%? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from ILikeHowILook.com. I have found something that could help you lose 10 to 15 pounds in the next 30 days without starving yourself or exercising to exhaustion. Just go to ILikeHowILook.com and watch the short video. ILikeHowILook.com uses hydrolyzed collagen protein to help you lose weight and tone up. They also have a thermogenic capsule that could curb your appetite, improve your mood, give you more energy, and the best part is that it burns fat like a blowtorch. I introduced this to some of my friends a few months ago. Within just a couple of weeks, most were losing weight and dropping dress and pant sizes faster than they could.